are live on BBS Radio, and it's time for the podcast that addresses issues for people 50 and older. It's time for I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita. Juanita brings a new spin to the statement, I'm older and I'm fabulous. So get ready for some fun, information, and a complete interaction with guests and listeners. Get ready, for I'm Just Saying 50. And now, here's Juanita.
Hey, everybody, welcome to I'm Just Saying 50. You are listening to BBS Radio, my podcast episode 102. And today, you know, it's summer. Before I go further, okay, I'm going to take you off the speaker then. So before I go further, I just want to let people know about the lipstick color that I have on. So this is a cosmetic line. It's called Milk Cosmetics. We went to my BFF and I. We went to a BeautyCon festival, and I was not aware that the BeautyCon festival or event was for millennials and millennials junior. So we were the oldest women in there. I'm just saying. We were the oldest women in there. Everybody was doing duck face selfies. But this is one of the products that I promised that I was going to endorse, and it's Milk Cosmetics. I love their line. I can't read the color right now because it's I can't read it. It's a light blue. This is a new baby blue color, and it's a wonderful, wonderful product line. So it's Milk Cosmetics, and it's a light baby blue lip color. So with that, and someone is saying, Gary saying it won't play. So try to go back online and see if it'll play again. And, you know, go back on bbsradio.com and see if it'll play. And if anyone is interested in interacting with me, the host, you can call me at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And it's BBS Radio, B as in boy, boy, Sam, radio.com, station one. Okay, so summer is coming. You know, it was here last week. If anybody lives in my area, in the D.C. area or in the East Coast, summer was here last week. We were wearing shorts and bikinis last week. But summer is here, and a lot of us, especially us girls and guys, are embracing getting, you know, beauty tips and getting ourselves and our bodies prepared for the inevitable, the big reveal. Oh God, I'm not even ready for that. I'll get a big, you know, muumuu or a big, you know, one of those cute, fabulous sarongs, and I'll just lounge around the pool all lotioned up so I look like I, you know, I got some something going on because I'm just saying 50. But first guest we have is Kelly Sullivan. Kelly is one of my favorite guests. I've had her on my last show that I used to do called The Beauty Files with Juanita. I adore Kelly. Kelly is a wealth of information. She works at Georgetown Aesthetics. They are in Georgetown, Washington, D.C., and she knows all things about skin rejuvenation, injectables, and in case you don't know anything about it, I'm going to bring her on. Welcome to I'm Just Saying 50, Kelly.
Hi, Juanita. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, and I'm going to put it on speakerphone. You may hear a little buzz or a buzz out there, audience, but I do want my Facebook people to hear the questions and the answers that Kelly is giving out. So I'm sorry, Doug. I apologize for the buzz. So, Kelly, so tell us about what are people now getting into as far as skin rejuvenation? What are you seeing now coming into your office at Georgetown Aesthetics?
You know, I'm seeing kind of more of what we had talked about in the past years. People are really looking to get their skin healthier, so they're doing the basics more. They're doing microdermabrasion, chemical peels, We're also doing a lot of microneedling, which is probably a bit newer from when I talked to you in the past. That is an instrument that actually you're putting little microscopic holes into the tissue of the skin to stimulate a repair response, more at the collagen layer. We're putting that along with laser treatments that are more on the surface, and then also the Botox and the injectables. So basically, we're keeping everybody looking young for, you know, a reasonable fee with little to no downtime and just keeping their skin super healthy.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, I know everyone is looking for the fountain of youth. I mean, you know, trust me, I swim in that fountain every other week. But I want to know, like, say, for instance, I'm going to a class reunion, and I want to look fabulous, and I want people to say, oh, my God, you haven't changed since high school. What would be the top four procedures that you would suggest that I can get with little to no downtime, that when people see me, they'll just think that I have a pond and it's called the Fountain of Youth in my backyard?
I would probably start you off on the basic skin rejuvenation, which would be the microderm and chemical peels, and we would do a series of those. We also have a wonderful laser. It's a Cutera Zeo, and they have a laser treatment called Genesis, and it really just adds, you know, the skin, just makes the skin so much healthier, helps pores, it helps oil. Then, of course, our injectables. If I find that there's dynamic movement, then we can do some Botox to settle that out. That will help the wrinkles. If there are voids in the actual face, we can put in some filler, and that gives you a very instantaneous look to just improve and make you look fresh.
So, you know, a lot of people have said that, and I can throw this out there, and I'm sure if my mom's listening, oh well, the bags under the eyes or the neck area. Now, my mom doesn't have that issue with the neck, but she does have the issue with under eye, like bags or it just looks like she's tired. Can injectables be offered for that procedure, or is that something that has to be more invasive?
Not necessarily more invasive. It would really depend on what the skin is looking like, because some of our great laser treatments and that microneedling can really help to tighten up that skin and improve that collagen, which in turn is going to help the deeper wrinkles, and it'll help the surface as well. Also, using good skincare is going to be a big thing that you need to do in addition to the treatments. You don't want to just do the treatments and then not take care of your skin at home.
Yeah, and you know, that's a good point, because, I mean, once you leave your office, I mean, what would we have to do when we leave your office? I mean, I guess you would probably give us some, you know, some instructions on how to keep ourselves looking younger. But how long does, say, for instance, the Botox last? You know, because I know a lot of people are embracing Botox now.
So Botox can last anywhere from 2 months up to 4 or 6 months at the very longest. It really depends on how much we use. If I have somebody who doesn't want a very frozen look, of course their muscles are going to react and come back a little bit quicker, so it won't last quite as long. Different areas will actually, you know, it'll regain its muscle ability and movement a little quicker. So typically, 2 to 4 months is pretty much the average, with 4 being more so than anything. 2s are more so my new people who are getting injected and are not really sure. They want just that little bit, or someone who doesn't want to have a frozen look and wants to look very natural.
So, okay, frozen look. What the hell is that?
That's where you can take, with Botox or with any neuromodulator, you can actually inject the muscle, and it's stopping the movement or the messenger to tell the muscle to move. So, of course, if you use a little bit more, you're going to have more stoppage of that muscle movement, whereas if you use a little less, you're going to maintain the ability to move somewhat. It really depends on the person.
Okay, so someone is, yeah, depending on the type of person, what?
Well, it depends on what the person wants. You know, if I have somebody who is new getting Botox and they're just wanting to try it, but they're afraid they're not going to be able to move anything, then I'm going to start them. You know, we have a protocol as to what a normal amount is to inject. So I'll start them on the lower end of that range versus the higher end. it takes 2 days to 2 weeks for it to take full effect. And in 2 weeks, if they want more, then we can reassess it and make that decision at that time.
You are listening to I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita on BBS Radio. Log in to bbsradio.com/station1. You will see my face on the website, and you can listen live. And if you want to call and ask a question of Kelly regarding injectables or microneedling or all things skin rejuvenation, give us a call at 888-627-6008. I am looking at something here, and it's called Mega Peel, Microdermabrasion, mm-hmm. or Silk Peel Skin. So I'm going to throw myself out there. You know, I don't really care. What if you have, like, stretch marks, or if you have a little cellulite? I mean, I embrace all of it. It's like, you know, Kim Kardashian got stretch marks. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. and, you know, so, yeah, she embraces them. So Kendrick Lamar said, you know, he wants to see stretch marks. He don't want to see no, I digress. But is there anything that can kind of minimize stretch marks or kind of minimize cellulite? You know, I know I can't get rid of everything or whatever, but, you know, can that happen?
Yeah, a lot of when we see stretch marks or we see surface imperfections of the skin, a lot of it has to do with the natural aging process where the skin isn't turning over the same way it used to. So doing body treatments can, of course, make the skin healthier, which in turn is going to make those issues better. We can also do with stretch marks, the microneedling does an amazing job. It's actually also referred to as collagen induction therapy. And it actually will get in there, and where we can make them go away completely, we can greatly improve them so that they're not something that just jumps out or stands out.
So microneedling seems to be like the fountain of youth as far as skin rejuvenation. How long does that process take?
So it takes, typically we do a series of treatments, and it takes about 45 minutes. Now, we can also add into it, if we wanted to increase the response that we get, we can add what's called PRP. And that is a process where we actually draw your own blood, we spin it down, and we take that plasma part that has all the stem cells and the growth factors, and we use that to microneedle into the skin. That sometimes is referred to as a vampire facial. Again, referencing Kim Kardashian, she actually had that done, and is on YouTube with her response to it. It's just really upping the ante, and patients are very happy with it. It is probably one of the biggest growing treatments that a lot of our providers are doing.
You know, I have heard of the vampire face, and I never knew what that was, and I'm so glad that you explained that to me, because, you know, first I thought, okay, you know, I know it has something to do with blood, but I didn't know, mm-hmm. you know, what it had to do with the process of the blood or whatever. So, yeah, I wanted to, I'm so glad you mentioned that. And that, I guess that would go like a step further.
Yes. Yeah, so typically, a typical patient, what I would have them do is do a couple of the microderms or chemical peels to start with, because that's working on the outermost layer of the skin, the stratum corneum. Then you have them go into doing a couple of the microneedling treatments, and that's where we're effectively rejuvenating the deeper layer at the collagen dermal junction. So with that, you know, doing a series of each of them, they're very, very happy with the response that they get.
Great. Wow. And then also, you know, we've been hearing a lot about microblading our eyebrows and permanent makeup, but more so mm-hmm. microblading. Is microblading the same as tattooing on the eyebrows?
Yes. You are tattooing color into the skin. So whether you're doing it with a hand tool that they're using a kind of in a swiping fashion that is like using a blade, or doing it with a machine, you are inserting pigment into the dermal layer of the skin. So it is tattooing. You have to be super careful about that, because I know a lot of people will just say, it's not a tattoo. It is not going to go away. It could stay for a year. It could stay for 2 years. Typically, microblading is higher in the skin. So it retains color a little better. It retains that very sharp line a little better to reflect a hair stroke. But with that, it does fade out a little quicker than a traditional eyebrow tattoo. Again, I'm seeing my patients, you know, throughout their lifetime, not just for a certain period. So as we go along and we've done other treatments, then we might touch that up, depending on what they need.
You know, because I've never grew eyebrows. I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know if my mom put me in front of an oven when I was younger and it just blew off, but I never grew eyebrows. And we had this conversation about tattooing, and I, you know, of course, I'm a little squeamish because after I talked to you, I went someplace and I saw someone that had tattoo eyebrows, and they looked surprised even though they weren't. So their eyebrows just look crazy.
I think you need to really go to, you need to go to someone that you're comfortable with. I am a provider that kind of less is more is my motto, because I can do that first treatment and then have them come back for a touch-up to really, you know, make it what we want it to be without having to worry. Because part of the unknown factor of any tattoo is what your skin's going to do with it. So I can think I'm using a good color, and then you come back 4 weeks later and it has now darkened in your skin or it has turned a unwanted color. So if we kind of err on the cautious side, then we can add two and it gives it a, you know, just an amazing look.
Wow. And then I guess do you pick the eyebrow shape, or do your patients pick the eyebrow, your clients pick the eyebrow shape that they want? I mean, because I guess you would be the expert, and I guess you would be able to say, okay, this shape is better for you than, say, that shape or whatever, or how does that work?
I pretty much will let my client guide me, because there are some who are very set in their mind as to what they want their eyebrows to look like. What I will do is we will draw them based on what the, you know, the known factors are, you know, where it should start, where it should end, where the peak should go for the arch. And then we'll work away from that and then come up with a shape that they're happy with that also is very symmetrical, because once you get down to a nitty gritty like that, no two sides of your face are the same. And almost every single person will say, I can draw this one on good, but I can't do this one as good. And that's because their facial features are different on both sides. So we'll kind of draw them and then we work them down. I will say that part of the appointment and picking a color is the longest part of the appointment. Because if somebody's not happy, I'm not tattooing them with something I want, because they have to live with it. So I'm very, you know, I've even had patients who drew their own and will go that route.
Oh, so, that's an option. Okay. So, so what are you finding as far as, you know, treatments in there? I mean, men coming in, because, you know, this is a show about men and women, but or women and men. Women and men. But what are you finding men coming in to get? Like, what procedures are they trying to embrace? Or, you know, they don't want their women to know that, hey, I got some Botox. He didn't know it.
Exactly. You know, a lot of my men will come for, you know, they'll come routinely and get the microderm done, microderm abrasion. Then in between, they'll get some Botox. I have several of them that actually have a history of acne and some acne scarring, so we even work into there some microneedling. You know, of course, a lot of my patients I've seen for many, many years, so I talk about all these things and how I would start a new patient, but sometimes I'll do a microdermabrasion, and the next time I might do microneedling. It really depends on what I think they need and what their lifestyle is and what they have coming up, too, because microneedling is going to take a little bit more to recover from than, of course, a microdermabrasion. So you really have to play that into it.
I do see something in here, Kelly, you have, we're going to let you go in a few minutes, vascular treatments. All this I'm asking because, you know, I got some issues, but is this vein, is this for like vein treatment, and is it the kind of vein that pops out or it's surface, you know, it's flush? What kind is that?
So I have a cutaneous, which I'm actually a nurse trainer for cutaneous as well. It is for the veins in the legs that are more surface, maybe a little reticular. It is not meant to do the big, bulgy, kind of ropey type of veins. That's where you really need to see a vein specialist. But if you saw a vein specialist and then you just have some surface stuff, the Quiterazio, the NDAG Energy does an amazing job with that. Now, with that being said, it may take one to three treatments, and sometimes with the legs, it takes a little longer to heal. So that's not necessarily something we would want to do in the summer months unless you're absolutely not in the sun and not going to be wearing shorts, because it can look a little bruised at first. So it can look a little worse before it gets better. But that is a great fall-winter treatment.
So I got a question. Someone asked me the cost. I guess I did not, because it's not free. Nothing is this good. It's not free. I mean, you pay. You got to pay. If you can make my body look good, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. I damn near will pay anything. I mean, firstborn, if I had a firstborn, but I would damn near pay anything. But what is the cost of getting all this gorge added to your body?
Well, the most affordable thing is the chemical peels and the microdermabrasion, which those are your first line anyway. And that, I mean, you can do a series of those for about $700 and a series of five, and you're going to see a wow result. You're going to see a result that you're going to be happy that you paid that money. When we get into our lasers, of course, it gets to be a little bit more expensive. Vascular treatment, for like a 30-minute treatment could start at $499. Again, it depends on what we're actually going after, what we're doing, how much time it'll take, all of those good things. I do all of my consults, no charge, and then we come up with a plan that makes the most sense. There is no two people that I do the same exact thing to. It really depends on the person.
How can I put this? How much fat is too much fat for you to work on? Like, say, for instance, I'm addicted to this show called Skin Tightening or something, but that's mm-hmm. the extreme, because someone has, was 500 pounds, they lost 300 pounds, it got, goo gobs, whatever, and, I dig it. But what is too mm-hmm. much fat? Like, that you can honestly tell somebody, hey, sweetie, I would have to, send you to a plastic surgeon so you can get, liposuction or tummy tuck or whatever. Where does it get to?
Really,
too much that you can't?
That is such a hard question to answer. So, typically when I look at people, I really, kind of put into my process, and my thought process is, what is it that they really are looking for? Are they looking to just improve their skin texture and tone? Are they looking to lift the skin? Are they looking to pull the skin? Of course, none of my treatments is actually pulling. It is actually going to improve the texture, the tone, the collagen, the colors, kind of all that surfacey stuff. Now, everything that I can do can enhance them having further surgery, or it can actually put off further surgery a little bit longer. But it would be so independent, because it really, sometimes you'll have somebody come in and they'll say, oh, my double chin is what's bothering me. And you're looking at the rest of their face, and they have brown sunspots all over it. So you really have to play with, what your client is looking to have done as to what makes the most sense for them. And, of course, if
I love how you just put that. I love that. Mm-hmm. Love that, how you just put that, as far as, what you don't pull and lift. You concentrate on the surface and how, the appearance. I love that. And that is important. I think it's more important than the whole pulling and the lifting, because if you take care of your skin, or if you make your skin,
healthier.
Exactly. Happier. Yes, exactly. Kelly, you always have a wealth of information. I thoroughly enjoy having you, and of course you're going to be on here again, because I'm getting a lot of I don't have my glasses on. I'm getting a lot of questions for you. But how can they reach out to you, Kelly? Because I will be reaching out to you next week, because I'm going to make an appointment so you can tell me what I need to get done.
Awesome! I would love to see you again. I would love it. You can go to www.georgetownaesthetics.com. And I can also share my phone number with you, or I think I might have given you my phone number. It's 202-466-SKIN, S-K-I-N.
Oh, skin. That's good. Okay, that's really easy to remember. So, and Kelly is in Georgetown. It's a really nice place where she's practicing at. I've seen the building. I know where she's at. 202-466 Skin is how you can reach Kelly Sullivan to get your facial, get everything nice and happy, as she said. You know, facing the exposed body parts for the summer months, because trust and believe, I'm just saying 50. I mean, you kind of want to, you know, 50 is the new 40, or is it the new 30? Saturday I felt like the new 30. I'm just saying. I felt 30 on Saturday. I mean, especially with those little chippies that were running around, and they kept wanting to take selfies with me with the duck mouth. Yeah, it's like, okay, now I know what the duck mouth means. It's like, okay, and I'm pouting the whole time. I'm going, taking duck pictures.
I saw your pictures. You looked amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Girl, I am a skincare regimen fanatic. You tell me whatever to put on my skin, I'm going to put it on if it makes me happy and if it makes my skin react to a positive level. Kelly, thank you so much again for being on I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita. I so appreciate having you here, sweetie.
Thank you so much for having me again. I look forward to seeing you.
Most definitely. Now, coming up later, we have a wonderful person that we've just been communicating via cell phone, emails, and, you know, I like her already, and I never met her. Her name is, let me make sure I got it pronounced right, it's Nancy Jirike, and she is with, you see this product here? Brown Betty. This is my Brown Betty here. This is for the hair down there. You know exactly what I'm talking about, the hair down there. So, and believe it or not, men are concerned about this as well. So it's not just women, but the hair down there. And it just doesn't come in, you know, regular colors. It can come in some fabulous, fun colors and whatever, too. So we're going to talk to Nancy later in the podcast. Joining me right now, we have Aisha Mishak. Another wonderful person, one of my great friends. She actually works with me on makeup. Every time I bring her along, everybody loves Aisha. She's a positive person, spirit. I love her. But she sent me something the other day that I thought was so, so nice. It's called Venus Legacy, and it's the ultimate non-surgical body shaping solution. Yeah, because after all that running and after all that spinning and after all that dieting, you kind of want something that you don't have to go under the knife and be out of commission for about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. You want to kind of, you know, get back to it. You want it to feel like a nice warm massage or whatever it feels like. And I'm going to get Aisha to talk about that. 888-627-6008 is the number. If you have a question for any of our guests, I encourage you to call in. Aisha, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Welcome to I'm Just Saying 50. So this right here, this procedure sounds amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Tell me about it. What goes on with this stuff, huh?
So it's one of the newest crazes. So what it is, it's a radio frequency technology. So it's what's called lipolysis, which is the melting of fat. It's more so used for tightening the skin. So it's best for people who are already pretty healthy and they just can't lose that extra bit of skin and areas that can't be tightened. So good for people who just had children or just want to look a little better in their birth, in their bathing suit or something like that.
So are you finding men asking for this as well as women? Because, of course, women, you know, I know we all, you know, we want to get that tightening or whatever, but are men requesting this as well?
Oh, absolutely. Men get those flanks on the side as well, and they're just as vain as we are. So it's a non-invasive procedure, and people will never know you had it done.
So take me into the life of, you know, okay, I want to get tightened. Do I get a consultation? And then you tell me what you can do and what you can't do. You know, explain to me exactly who would be a candidate for Venus Legacy or the ultimate body shaping solution that is non-surgical. Who would be a candidate?
Absolutely. Just about anybody who is not considered obese is a candidate. There are better candidates than others. Like I said, the most optimal candidate is someone who is pretty healthy. You're obviously going to get better results and quicker results.
Right.
But any and everybody, you know, if you're looking to, basically the consultation will speak about realistic results and what your expectations are. But that all depends on what your health is like and how much you're willing to spend, how many treatments.
That's going to be the next question. But, yeah, how much you got to come out of your pocket for this procedure?
Absolutely. So, of course, it's not magic. So one treatment is not going to, it's not going to get you, you know, your results. We recommend between 4 and 8 treatments. People usually see good results in about 2 to 4 treatments. And on average, the range is between 250 to, I've seen it as high as 800. Surprisingly, okay. DC, which is usually in the higher range of a lot of aesthetic procedures, is on the lower range.
Right.
So some of my colleagues are offering it for the mid 200 to 300 per treatment. And a treatment lasts about 30 minutes.
Okay. So I'm seeing on here, you know, the word is virtually pain-free. So is there any pain? Because, you know, that doesn't mean, you're not saying it's totally pain-free. You're saying you may get a little pain, but it ain't going to be enough for you to be saying, oh, my God, what have I done?
Absolutely. Some people's sensitivity levels are lower than others, but for the most part, what it is, you'll mostly experience is the heat, and there's a little bit of pressure as well, depending on what area. So you can get any area treated. You can do the face. You know, a lot of people do their eye area. You can do the jawline. But most people are looking to do stomach, thighs, even under that tricep area that kind of hangs.
Right.
So that's a popular area as well. So basically what you're feeling is it gets up to a high temperature of heat, which is why it's very important to always keep the piece moving around, because it can be like an iron if you just set it in one place. So there's the heat and then a little bit of pressure. So usually the next day you'll feel like you just worked out really good. There may be some.
I was gonna say, because heat and pressure ain't gonna bother me. Needles and pulling bothers me. Heat and pressure, that's a massage. I mean, you know, with some stones,
exactly.
Some hot stones.
Exactly.
Well, that'll hurt me. You know, I'm pulling my. You know, you trying to get me to contort in a way that I can't contort. You know, that would be like pain and suffering. I'm like, okay, you're done. We're done. We're finished.
and
needles. Needles is
no
just,
needles.
You know, okay.
No needles. You may experience hot spots, which is typically because it's using a radio frequency, using waves. And sometimes those hot spots hit the bone, which heats up the bone.
Right.
So it's just adjusting from that point as well. But that also leads me to people who aren't good candidates, which are those who have implants. So any kind of heart rate monitors or metal implants would not work with this procedure.
Now, I'm going to tell you where my little twisted mind went. When you said implants, I thought you were talking about breast implants. Okay, yeah.
Oh, no.
But, well, yeah,
you
I can dig it with the heart monitor.
That area.
That would,
Yes.
I could definitely believe that. Okay, yeah. I guess pregnant, well, why would a pregnant woman? I don't know. Pregnant women shouldn't do it either, I guess. I mean, you know, they want to take that pregnant picture with the belly and stuff. I guess they want that to look smooth.
Get it tight.
Yeah.
Right. As long as it's not on the stomach area, they can get the procedure done.
Oh, okay. So it wouldn't harm, I guess it wouldn't harm the baby, huh?
No, it wouldn't harm the baby, no.
Oh, okay. And see, I was under the impression, and you just, you know, kind of clarified that, but you can actually get this treatment on the eyes and the jawline, because I automatically just went to stomach, thighs, butt, your arms. I didn't even think about the eyes and the jawline, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Right, so there's different hand pieces where you can work on different parts of the body. Yeah. So people
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say there's some people with saggy skin under the eyes, and they may not want to go fully for blepharoplasty, where you're actually surgically removing the fat in the eye. This could be something that could reduce that as well, and you could go right back to your normal day.
Okay, because you know the other thing that I was thinking about is when you said something about the contouring, and I apologize that phone I totally forgot to turn off. Yeah, this is a live show. Oh God, when you said something about the contouring of the body, does it like change the actual look of, like, if you had like a flabby skin or whatever, does it actually tighten that area and gives it like a tighter appearance? And then how long does that tight last?
Absolutely. So it is more known for the tightening than actually killing off the fat, although it does both. So you will experience some inches loss, and you will see the tightening usually after the second treatment.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And,
How long does that tight last?
You definitely have to be up for maintaining. You can't go and you know, have that Sunday every day or something like that.
Right.
But for the most part, you know, as long as you're keeping up your eating habits, then you're going to keep it up. You're definitely going to keep it up. How it burns, so when it burns the fat, this is what I'm not sure if a lot of people realize with the technology that's out here. When you're melting that fat has to find somewhere else to go. So you may lose it in that area, and if you decide to keep eating those Sundays every day, you're going to see it can come in your face, it can come back in your calf. You just never know where it's going to go. So that's why.
So that's my next question. So if you got fat that is getting melted away and it's burnt off, where is it going at that particular moment? You know, because then you said it can come right back. So if it's being melted, is it going out of your system or is it going someplace else? Where is it going?
Absolutely. No, I'm glad you asked that question, because that's very important. That's one of the things that are going to need to prep for the procedure. So it's actually going through the lymphatic system. So a lot of times before you have the procedure, you'll be told to drink a lot of water. And that's another thing that will help you get better results, because it can target the fat cells better when you're very hydrated. So you want to flush it out of that lymphatic system. The fat is going through there. And so another important thing is the liver is pushing it out. So you don't want to do a lot of alcoholic beverages around those treatments either, to interrupt with the waste coming out.
So you never drinking again? No, he stopped.
No, you can drink. You can absolutely drink again, but you want to minimize it while you're going through the procedure.
Oh, okay. Well, that does make sense. I mean, that's kind of like the wrap, the skin wraps, and they tell you to drink a lot of water or something. afterwards or whatever. I mean, and that does make sense.
Yes.
And am I able to walk away, walk out of your office, you know, with a little spry in my step and saying, I feel good, you know?
Yes. There's after you've had it done, there's kind of like a little tingly feeling, but there's not, you really won't feel it until the next day. But it's also recommended that right after the procedure, you do walk. You want to walk for a good 10 minutes to try to work it out, continue working those fat cells out and into the lymphatic drainage. So that's another post. I'm glad you asked that as well. That's another thing to do post procedure, is to make sure you keep moving for another 10 minutes. Some offices will have, you know, those machines that you wrap around your waist and they kind of wiggle you. You stand on it. It's
right.
Old school. Some offices will have that just to make sure you keep moving.
Yeah, I love that thing.
Yeah. I used to think it was a joke.
Well, you know, I just got someone that one of my Facebook peeps. Hey, Damien, and he said he's a personal trainer that I know he's a person. He's in great shape. He got a nice body, but I guess you know he's advocating. I guess that's what you're saying, Damien, that you know you're a personal trainer. But yeah, we're saying this is about. You know, you've done all the training, you did all the workout and everything, and you just have, like, this extra tightening that just won't go away with regular training, Damien. So, you know, he sees me on Facebook Live. So, you know, that's what this is about. We just wanted to get it nice and smooth and luxurious. And you know, be honest with you. You know, men, y'all be talking about us, and y'all ain't got the best bodies either. I mean, y'all need some smoothing out too. It ain't just about girls, and y'all don't all look good on the beach.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm just saying, 50. You know, it's like some of y'all look good, and some of y'all be criticizing us, the chicas, and saying that we don't, you know, we need to do this and we need to do that and smooth this out. But I guarantee you, as Aisha and Kelly have said before, a lot of men now are embracing this procedure more than women. I'm just saying. Before I let you go, Aisha, you know, there is a question that I wanted to ask, and someone just asked me, how intense is the pulse light, if that's a question?
How intense is the pulse light? I'm not.
Yeah, how intense is it? And I think you told us. You said something about the heat, and it will probably be more intense if you if it hits certain parts of the body, whatever. But it doesn't hurt. It's just hot.
It's just hot, right? As long as you keep moving, it pretty much feels like you're under like a heat lamp.
Okay. And so I'm going to let you go. We've gotten a lot of questions about Venus Legacy, but I know you don't, you're not doing it yet. You just got certified because this is how I found out. Aisha is an image consultant. She knows everything that you need to do about your face, your skin, aesthetics, everything. But how can they reach you or how can, and I have Venus Legacy's website. You can reach them on Facebook at Venus Legacy Treatments. And then you can find a provider. But do you have a particular place that you want to press or suggest?
Absolutely. Still in the Georgetown area, as well as your previous friend as well. There's Dr. Howard Brooks, who's at Georgetown Skin. And they can go to his website, which is georgetownskin.com. And then there's also an esthetician that works with Dr. Stoller and Dr. Perkins. And their website is metrodermdc.com. So those are two local in the D.C. area that are offering the service.
Well, good enough. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on here, Aisha Masak. And, again, she suggested Dr. Howard Brooks at GeorgetownSkin.com and also MetroDermDC.com. They both offer the Venus Legacy procedure. Yeah, I know, Damien, muscle burns more than fat. Okay. You know, I'm getting this, Aisha, on my Facebook live face. So, yeah, he's a personal trainer. He's a personal trainer. Trainer!
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
We work well with them.
And see, Aisha said she works well with trainers. So with that, thank you, sweetie, for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, yeah, and so next we have this wonderful person. I'm calling her Nancy now because I feel like I know her personally now, Nancy. And Nancy is the owner of Betty Beauty. Let me make sure I got it right. Betty Beauty. She deals with, and I'm going to show the product online so you can see it, my box that I did use. So, yeah, I had to make sure the product was good. The Betty down there, and she's going to explain to you what Betty is. And I actually think that's, Nancy, I think that is such a cute way of saying without saying what it is, but I love, and someone else used to call it Betty when I was back younger, and I remember a guy used to say something about your Betty or whatever, and I never knew it was called that. So I love that. Nancy, welcome to I'm Just Saying 50 podcast.
Hi. Oh, wow, I am on.
How are you?
Okay.
So, Betty. Do tell. I mean, Betty. Nancy, do tell about Betty.
Call me Betty. Call me Nancy.
What made you decide to do this?
Well, it's very interesting because I was living in Rome. My husband and I were living in Rome for a couple years. And I have blonde hair, and I was looking for a great, you know, hair color place. And someone mentioned this one salon. This was in 2001. And when I was there, women were up at the cash register, you know, at the counter paying, and the colorist would come from behind, you know, from the back, and give them a little sack of something. And the women were like, oh, grazie, you know, thank you. They were so excited, you know, to get this little bag. And I just watch all these women with their colorists carry out this little bag. And so I really thought, oh, it must be free biscotti. You know, I don't know. I'm just thinking, what could it be? What's everyone so happy about? So I asked the person behind, you know, the desk, and in Italian, she explains to me, it's extra color for the hair down there. And I thought, no way. Because then I thought, wow, you know, what do blondes do? Because everybody wants to be a true blonde, right? And then that brought me back to when you used to kind of look at centerfolds and people were blonde, but then they had, like, really kind of rusty yellow hair that they probably tried to bleach with Jolene bleach or something. And so I thought, when I moved back from Rome, I thought, if they're doing it there, maybe people want to do it here. So I put together a little team, and we did some grassroots research, and we contacted about 300 salons throughout the United States, and we did like this, you know, cryptic questionnaire that how often do people ask you to have color for their eyebrows, for for their bikini area, you know, so we kind of found out that almost of all those people, all of them, the hair colorist said, yes, people have asked if they could have extra color or have asked them, how can I, you know, color my hair down there? I've got these gray hairs. Or people just wanted to be able to match. So I worked with them. Yeah. Yeah, it was unbelievable. So we were like, okay. So then I decided, well, if we're going to do it, we have to do it a safe way. So I got a doctor who was one of the leading doctors who worked with, who went against Clairol and some of these other companies back in the day that they had to change their formulas because it wasn't safe. So I brought him on board, created a special formula that didn't drip, that was also conditioning, but it also had none of the irritants that that regular hair dye has. So we launched it, and you would have thought we solved world poverty with this product. Little did we know, that people really needed this product. And that's when we started to find out that men who only had Just for Men, really, they can't use it on their chest or their hair down there because it blisters and it, you know, is very harsh. So we started to get a load of, you know, men using our product as well as the most conservative women who already dealt with gray hair in their head, but once they started to get gray hair down there, they flipped.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's like we'll try to cut it away, and you know, yeah. you cut it away so much where it's you know, my gynecologist said it's not safe to be totally bare because, you know, the hair actually helps keep out germs and bacteria and all that stuff. So that was a rude awakening because I went to my gynecologist and, why are you so bare? I'm like, because I don't want that gray, you know. And yeah. then she's like, well, first of all, who cares? Second of all, you know that the hair protects the vagina area for, you know, bacteria or whatever. And I'm like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So then I had to embrace the hair. And then I kind of cut, you know, coiffed it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the gray comes. And then it's like, hello. Oh, I'm here. Hello, I'm here to see you to ruin your day. And you do see it. And, guys, you see yours. Because I'm sure that, you know, you don't want your girl to know how old you are.
No, and they, you know, so many people spend so much time, especially men, anti-aging, trying to cover their gray on their head or like their beards. And then once you take a look down there, it's completely a different color. And so
right, exactly. Or you know, you got your black hair up top and then you're taking off your clothes and it's like, oh my.
Yeah. No, we've heard the stories. Yes, absolutely.
And that's funny, and I'm glad you brought the point out about how safe this coloring is, because PayPal, let me let you know now, and Nancy will tell you, don't use Just for Men, don't use Clairol, don't use L'Oreal, whatever, I'm throwing out names, I'm so sorry, but don't use any other name brand that's for your hair and for the hair down there, because trust and believe, I didn't do it, but I've heard horror stories that someone, you know, they were so vain about coloring their hair and... Mm-hmm. You know, what the gynecologist is going on with this. So I'm just saying, you know, you got to use something that is safe and it's made for that particular area. Are you finding that women are embracing or want to include like different colors or like fun colors? So it's like, let me try this color.
Yes, and for a few years, as well as, you know, currently when we first came out with the product, a lot, we called it the soccer mom color is Fun Betty, because it's, you know, a hot pink, and also there's a violet color, like a purple, and we found that a lot of women who would naturally not do anything for their bikini area were doing it just for fun, because then you could just color it back to brown. So we found that a lot of women were buying both a brown or a black color and then also a fun color. And then we always, you know, we promote, please tell us, you know, how your experience. And we would have women write us back saying, oops, I had the best weekend. I did it, you know, I colored, you know, the sexy bed.
Because I bought the brown, you know, I'm full disclosure. I bought the brown because, you know, it is brown. And, but you're right. It just winks at you and it just says, hello, we're here, you know, we're here to stay. So, girl. When I saw this, and I had to put you on, because I'm telling now, I'm getting a whole bunch of email. Okay, text. Someone said, where can they buy the product? Okay, she's going to let you know where you can get the product as well, the Betty Beauty products. But I think the fun colors would be kind of cute.
Yeah,
I think that would make you feel young.
Oh yeah, they do, and a lot of people thought, done it just kind of for a surprise for a wedding anniversary. You know, we've had customers buy it to show if they're going to have a boy or a girl when they expose themselves to their husband. So if they're going to have a boy, they did it, you know, Malibu blue. If they're going to have a girl, they did it pink.
That is such an awesome idea to do that. Oh, my God. I love that idea that you can just have a pink for a girl, boy for a blue. You know, you can see what you're going to have. You got to, you know, check it out and see what you're going to have.
Yeah.
Are you finding
more
men in getting this product? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to, like, talk about the website where you can get it. But what about the men?
Oh, are you finding more men wanting this product than women?
No. Women still are our biggest, you know, customer. Men is right up there. But women really, really love the product. Women really want to be anti-aging, as well as men.
Right.
But our main customer is women, with men right up there as well.
And it's pretty easy, pretty self. I mean, well, I can say it is pretty easy, but for you to say or tell our audience, it's pretty easy to use too. It's just, you know, boom, boom, boom.
And the fun colors come with the lightning cream, which I have to say, it is not a powdered lightning cream. I'm the only one on the market in retail that has a cream conditioning lightener. So it comes with the lightener, so any hair can be lightened. I don't care, you know, where you're from, what kind of hair you have, it works, it lightens the hair, and then the color, the fun colors are included. There are multiple uses, which is great, as well as multiple uses in the brown, the auburn, and the black. And it's, you know, you have everything you need in the kit to mix it, the instructions, you get, you know, the applicator, everything you need. It's pretty easy.
Wow. And I guess the coloring will last as long as, I guess, as till your hair grows out, or how fast
your hair grows out
or something.
Yeah, it does. It lasts a good long time. And like I said, it's not like products on the market where, you know, they have these irritants like PPD and parabens. Ours does not.
Oh, so it's Nancy, how can we find your product? Because I'm getting a lot of people asking about where they can get brown, my brown Betty. I got a box of it. I'm showing my Facebook Live people this box of Betty Beauty product. But how can they get score their Betty?
They can go to BettyBeauty.com. We sell it there. We sell it in a lot of salons or waxing salons. We sell it in specialty beauty stores. Going through the website is kind of fun because you see what people say. You see, you know, some ideas. And, you know, when I launched this, you were talking about the name. Well, I also heard Betty, you know, back in the day where someone say, man, she's quite a Betty. And also because I didn't want it to be like a personal care, there's an issue down there product, I wanted it to be a beauty product. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to call it Betty, color for the hair down there. And that way I could get into magazines. That way it wasn't going to be kind of this too risque personal care product.
Right.
Yeah, so I got the name
from what
you talked about.
You are amazing, and this product is truly, like you said, it did solve a world. Worlds are clashing now because this product is out, and people want to embrace it. So I appreciate you being on the show talking about the Betty.
Well, listen, if your listeners would love to buy it, I'll give them a free gift if they mention your name.
Did you hear that, people? Okay, Facebook Live.
So
you
email me. Email me at nancy@bettybeauty.com.
Nancy@bettybeauty.com.
And let me know
that's
not where to order the product.
Nancy,
that's where you're going to get the free gift.
That's where you're going to get the free gift. So Nancy said if you want to order this product, you go, you email her at nancy@bettybeauty.com.
No, you go to bettybeauty.com.
BettyBeauty.com to order it. Right.
And then email me your confirmation number, and I'll send you a free gift.
Oh. That,
and I'm going to send you a free gift.
That's worth a thousand, girl. I'm starting to date younger, so I guess I don't know. I'm finding whatever. I digress. But Nancy, I feel like you're my girlfriend that I am having a private conversation on the telephone. Thank you so much being on the show and coming up with an awesome product.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And thank you guys for listening to I'm Just Saying 50 the podcast. Thank you for my Facebook live people that tuned in and asked the questions. I really appreciate you doing that. That made my day. Next month, we are going to be doing a show about all things men because it's Father's Day in the month of June. So we're going to have some guys on the show talking about issues that affect men, man boobs. Yeah, I did say man boobs. All the stuff that happens when you get to a certain age, men, you know what I'm talking about. So until then, bbsradio.com. We are also, or you can also hear the podcast on iTunes. It's on iTunes. You can also hear it on bbsradio.com. You can go to the archives, but iTunes is the best way to hear old shows or shows that have already been aired. I love iTunes, so that's a great way to hear I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita podcast. Until the next time, I thank you so much for being my guest, and I thank you so much for Facebook people that came out and heard my show. You made my day, and I really appreciate it. God bless. Thanks.